know over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
You're still tuned in to the Red Blue Hardcore Radio Show. Time Z and Robin Ellis are just kicking back and plowing through this document. Speaking of plowing through, we're just going to go ahead and hop to the next clip. I know we got four more of them, so let's get it popping.
2. NSA's Domestic Electronic Surveillance Network. As of the early 1960s, the most advanced computers in the world were at the NSA, F.T. Meade. Research breakthroughs with these computers were kept for the NSA. At the present time, the NSA has nanotechnology computers that are 15 years ahead of present computer technology. The NSA obtains blanket coverage of information in the U.S. by using advanced computers that use artificial intelligence to screen all communications, regardless of medium, for keywords that should be brought to the attention of NSA agents/cryptologists. These computers monitor all communications at the transmitting and receiving ends. This blanket coverage of the U.S. is a result of the NSA's Signals Intelligence, SIGINT, mission. The NSA's electronic surveillance network is based on a cellular arrangement of devices that can monitor the entire EMF, electromagnetic frequency, spectrum. This equipment was developed, implemented, and kept secret in the same manner as other electronic warfare programs. Signals Intelligence Remote Computer Tampering. The NSA keeps track of all PCs and other computers sold in the U.S. This is an integral part of the domestic intelligence network. The NSA's EMF equipment can tune in RF, remote frequency, emissions from personal computer circuit boards, while filtering out emissions from monitors and power supplies. The RF emission from PC circuit boards contains digital information in the PC. Coded RF waves from the NSA's equipment can resonate PC circuits and change data in the PCs. Thus, the NSA can gain wireless modem-style entry into any computer in the country for surveillance or anti-terrorist electronic warfare. Detecting EMF fields in humans for surveillance. A subject's bioelectric field can be remotely detected, so subjects can be monitored anywhere they are. With special EMF equipment, NSA cryptologists can remotely read evoked potentials from EEGs. These can be decoded into a person's brain states and thoughts. The subject is then perfectly monitored from a distance. NSA personnel can dial up any individual in the country on the Signals Intelligence EMF scanning network, and the NSA's computers will then pinpoint and track that person 24 hours a day. The NSA can pick out and track anyone in the U.S.
Okay, so in short, what that means, they have quantum computers. Okay, that has an AI, at least one. I know I had 3 or 4 on me. At least, you know, however many AIs per person. They dial you up. What they mean is your brain has already been scanned, read. Okay, it's been heralded into their mind network, originally owned by CIA, but now it's NSA. So everybody's a part of the cloud. Okay, the nanotech, the chemtrails they're spraying on us every day. Your mind, there's a copy of your mind of that floating in the cloud, literally. Yes, it's as easy as calling you up with a phone number. The NSA has a phone number directly to your brain to read your thoughts or to put these AI chatterbots to talk to you. PCI, brain computer interface. So in short, that's what that means. You guys can chime in on that. If not, we'll move on to the next clip. Okay, we'll move on to the next clip.
Yeah.
Three NSA signals intelligence use of EMF brain stimulation. NSA signals intelligence uses EMF brain stimulation for remote neural monitoring, RNM, and electronic brain link, EBL. EMF brain stimulation has been in development since the MGUltra program of the early 1950s, which included neurological research into radiation, non-ionizing EMF, and bioelectric research and development. The resulting secret technology is categorized at the National Security Archives as radiation intelligence, defined as information from unintentionally emanated electromagnetic waves in the environment, not including radioactivity or nuclear detonation. Signals intelligence implemented and kept this technology secret in the same manner as other electronic warfare programs of the U.S. government. The NSA monitors available information about this technology and withholds scientific research from the public. There are also international intelligence agreements to keep this technology secret. The NSA has proprietary electronic equipment that analyze electrical activity in humans from a distance. NSA computer-generated brain mapping can continuously monitor all of the electrical activity in the brain continuously. The NSA records and decode individual brain maps of hundreds of thousands of persons for national security purposes. EMF brain stimulation is also secretly used by the military for brain-to-computer link, in military fighter aircraft, for example. For electronic surveillance purposes, electrical activity in the speech center of the brain can be translated into the subject's verbal thoughts. RNM can send encoded signals to the brain's auditory cortex, thus allowing audio communications direct to the brain, bypassing the ears. NSA operatives can use this covertly to debilitate subjects by simulating auditory hallucinations characteristic of paranoid schizophrenia. Without any contact with the subject, remote neural monitoring can map out electrical activity from the visual cortex of a subject's brain and show images from the subject's brain on a video monitor. NSA operatives see what the surveillance subject's eyes are seeing. Visual memory can also be seen. RNM can send images direct to the visual cortex, bypassing the eyes and optic nerves. NSA operatives can use this surreptitiously to put images into a surveillance subject's brain while they are in REM sleep for brain programming purposes. Capabilities of NSA operatives using RNM. There has been a signals intelligence network in the U.S. since the 1940s. The NSA FT-MEAD has in place a vast two-way wireless RNM system which is used to track subjects and non-invasively monitor audiovisual information in their brains. This is all done with no physical contact with the subject. RNM is the ultimate method of surveillance and domestic intelligence. Speech, 3D sound and subliminal audio can be sent to the auditory cortex of the subject's brain, bypassing the ears, and images can be sent into the visual cortex. RNM can alter a subject's perceptions, moods, and motor control. Speech cortex/auditory cortex link has become the ultimate communications system for the intelligence community. RNM allows for a complete audio-visual brain-to-brain link or brain-to-computer link.
Okay, so, in short, I'm going to try to break this down very quickly because we do have callers. Okay, so, yes, the neural link up. I want to actually first talk about the BCI, brain-to-computer interface, and with the aircraft. Now, I know that's a bit vague. No, these people aren't flying 757s with their with their brains. I doubt their minuscule puny, tiny brains could handle that. But what they do control with these drones, with this technology on the drones. Yes, NSA agent or operative can to fly a drone outside of your little daughter's window. This operative may be a principal of school, elementary, junior high, high school. He could be the principal. Okay. He could be one of the Illumitards operatives. And he may just have access to one of these drones, given access to one of these drones, to spy on people. And even going outside of that, the regular marks, yes, the perverseness I just mentioned, yes, right outside your window, right outside your children's window.
Yeah, welcome to the NSA. Just looking through your
Seriously.
window.
I've been recording the drones outside my window, and it picks a different spot to hover when it gets dark. I have
Give
to
us
search
a little
for
yeah. Give us a rocks cheer from the real one. Give them something to look at.
I've got camera, long ass selfie stick. I can pretty much anywhere it is. I
I
can
will fail
counter
myself
surveillance.
listening to the national anthem to program myself to just love Uncle Scam.
And this it really is the evil eye, because people talk about superstitions or witchcraft whenever bad stuff start happening. Oh, I feel like there's an evil presence over me. Oh, I feel like there's an evil spirit, there's a demon over me, and it's making me sick, it's making me ill. Well, those people aren't too far off. They're not too far off with their assessment. Okay? There are things that loom. Yes, they have actually developed. They have developed invisible cloaking. Okay, Gallium cloaking. Look it up. So they have invisibility. They've got the drones. There's just nothing these people can't remotely view. There's nothing. The 3D images in the head, especially while one's sleeping. I speak about this sometimes. I call it D2K, Dream to Skull. And yes, they drive a lot of people crazy with this stuff. Not me. I've always been the person who's been in control. And my dreams are definitely one of those things I'm in control of. I'm always the star. I'm always the hero. I'm always the guy with the battle axe that's conquering armies. It makes no difference, Dream Skull. It makes no difference. I conquer every illusion they throw at me. But for other people, this is a haunting experience. It may drive them to coffee addiction or drug addiction, keep them up all night, every day. It may cause people to do some really screwed up things because they can't get a break from screwed up reality. You're supposed to have a little rest, with that unconscious state, so the mind can replenish and reset. But for some people, you don't get a reset button, and they use this. There's nothing more secretive, there's nothing more invasive than making yourself present and manipulating someone's dreams. That's rape beyond rape. That's psychic rape. That's
Really?
multi-dimensional
They stole
spiritual
my
rape.
dreams. How dare they?
I know it sounds a little melodramatic, but I feel that way. Yes.
We've had our dreams stolen our whole life. They sell us a dream because what did Carla say? Because you gotta be asleep to believe it. Right? The stuff they sell us. They sell us the idea that our vote matters. And look, does you feeling like your vote matters much these days, America? I have to say, answer that question in your mind. That's, you know, we're just sold a line of goods that we don't create, that we aren't manifesting. They want a future that a lot of us out here don't want. We don't ask ourselves, do we want this? Do we not want this? So even the big oneness hears what you want. And so the biggest oneness instiller of all is that television set. People watch their programming. It tells them what their view is. You got a show called The View to guide things. These are your handlers, people. These are the ones that get beamed to do the work. They might very specifically say something that is talking to a single person out there in America and triggering them. You know, Charles Manson was hearing the songs in the Beatles that were talking just to him. He was that important. He was a legend in his own mind that the Beatles were talking to him. You know, they do this to us. They've been doing it for a long, long, long time. Look at the experiments that the Nazis ran that we're aware of. Look at some of the experiments the Russians have run. They got a town over there that falls asleep all at the same time, everybody, when they're running some kind of an experiment with EMF. And that would be the ultimate weapon, wouldn't it? You could just put everybody go to bed, and everybody falls asleep, and the army comes in and does whatever it wants to. This is the possibility for the future.
They really do have rapist mentalities. These people are rapists. I've been in contact with females, and it's really bad. I really feel bad that I can't do anything for them. Females from all around the world would tell me how, you know, they are raped in their sleep. They literally have an intruder come to their homes. They somehow get physically debilitated. They are raped in many ways, disgraceful, shaming ways, and all the while the guy is talking to them, and talking to them like they're just, you know, like it was a regular day, regular thing, just like water cooler talk, and just they clean up, go, and that's it. And they visit whenever they want. And these females, I feel bad. It's like, I don't know, get a gun or something. You know, they tell me they can't get a gun, or they've tried, and it gets stolen every time. It's like, I don't know what to do for you ladies. I would really hate for this to be happening to anybody, you know. But yes, these fed jerk-offs, that's what they do. Literally puts you in a state of paralyzation with the signals. Okay? Anybody have the paralyzed sleep? Like where your mind's awake but your body can't move? I was getting that all the time. I actually got to the point, and I'm going to say it's very terrifying. It's a very terrifying state to be in. Just for 30 seconds, it's like it's been it for that long. I'm screaming in my head, yelling at my body to wake up. Luckily, I have actually trained myself to do, to snap out of it, you know, mind body connection, relink. It takes me about 2 seconds to do it. So, but if there are all those people who I've spoken to complain about that. They can't fall asleep. They go into a sleep paralysis instead for hours at a time. I can't stand 30 seconds, but these people doing that for hours? That's a hell that I don't want everyone to experience. I don't. But a lot of people are going to be experiencing it more and more unless we get this technology known about and then countermeasures put up. We have to stop being ignorant. When people hear what sounds like science fiction stuff, well, science has a way of becoming nonfiction every day. It's called science. There's a will, there's a way. When there's an understanding of physics, there's a way. So people start thinking, this is a turn for humanity. You gotta start thinking for yourself, start preparing. It's going to get, I know, it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse, but I've spoken to so many victims, so many. Again, 99% did not come on the show. 99%. And women, that's what gets me, the women. Go ahead, Eilish.
So I just had a question there. So, you know, I'm really concerned about this voice-to-skull technology, the voices, because some people might be misdiagnosed as schizophrenic or having auditory hallucinations. And I just wanted to know what your advice would be to anybody who might be experiencing recently, you know, some external voices coming in their head that didn't originate from their original essence of their thought, of their oneness, you know. And if it hasn't originated from their very essence, then if it is coming from an external source, like it could be an entity because they've opened up their body astrally by alcohol or hard drugs, for example, or, you know, some psychosis that they might have. But, you know, how can we prevent or shield ourselves from voice-to-skull technology so that our young ones don't commit suicide? Because I'm getting people in my clinic saying that they're hearing voices, and, you know, I don't want to just handball them to psychiatry because that puts them on the medication wheel and they might not need medication because they're being externally attacked. So it's just a question as I'm a practitioner as well, and I'd just like some advice from any of you learned people there that might have an answer to that, you know? Over.
Well, and these are all the issues. These are the points that make or break the person, the psyop, the whole game. Now, for a person who is receiving voice skull, which is actually, once again, that's outdated terminology, microwave voice projection, that's voice to skull. But what we have today is synthetic telepathy, BCI, brain computer interface, direct connection, back and forth. You know you're not schizophrenic if the voices have an agenda, a nonstop agenda. And if you say no to this agenda, you'll hear long and seemingly never-ending streams of vulgar insults, profanity. Okay? You can, and I've done this, you can put the algorithm on paper, the NLP, the neural pattern language, okay? To write down the subject, you know, what's said. You can write down your response, and then you can write down their retort. Do this in columns, and for each subject, the response, you can clearly see that there's an algorithm. Now, you're not going to be able to do that with real schizophrenia. Just not. Okay? also, the difference, you're going to hear tinnitus, buzzing in your ear a lot of times. That means your mind is being reheterodyned into the system. You're being, you're updating their system, basically. Your mind is being read as the remote monitoring.
Yeah. Okay,
so, but hold on, but let me do two more things and I'll let you have it. And so, shielding, I do know of a way 100% to shield from it. I unfortunately cannot talk about it. I'm not going to be willing to go into the full details until I have full control over it. Because if I put out that information, somebody is going to find a way around that, and or, I don't know, patent it before me and lock it away. It can't be used. So I can't. And unfortunately, when I get a way to control this method of blocking, I will make it available for the public, for other targeted individuals out there. It's the best of my ability. And entities. The AI is actually patterned on a psychopath. So you're not going to be able to, you know, tell the difference between, I guess, a demon and this voice of skulls. They're going to be identical, pretty much. But you will know that's not you. That's the most important thing. So you can keep your sovereignty. You can keep hold of yourself without doubt. So, yes, go ahead.
No, I was just offering up that word probed. I didn't have a big thing to say.
Probed?
Yeah, we're being probed. They should be like a probe, checking us out. They want to know our body temperature. They want to know our thoughts. They want to know what we want to spend our money on yet, so they can funnel us toward the store.
They want to know what our poop tastes like. I can't.
Well,
I'm really willing to oblige them on.
Yeah. One baggie and a politician. You know, we'll make a new video.
Yeah, so Iris, did I cover your questions there?
Yeah, thank you. I'm still curious as to, you know, like if, you know, anything like whether it be Shung guides or, you know, obsidian or, you know, an essential oil or an organite device or a Tesla technology or a Faraday cage wear that's, you know, in the microfibers of our clothing. You know, I'm sure there are ways to protect ourselves, you know, like, you know, I'm speaking like a tinfoil hatter here, I know, but, you know, I just want to, you know, protect myself and, you know, people that are around me from these kind of scalar and other kind of microwave frequencies via Wi-Fi, all these weapons technologies that they have, because they're very sophisticated and they can appear, you know, they can also appear with Project Bluebeam, like the holographic reality. They're spraying metals in the air, so it's like a projector screen, so then they can project Project Bluebeam technologies out there, so we can look like, it can look like a fake alien invasion, or it can look like Jesus' second coming. You know, so you can imagine, like, if they were playing it over Sao Paulo in Brazil, they could do a Jesus' second coming, right? And then over another place in America, they could do a, you know, a fake alien invasion, just like the CGI they used in 9-1-1, you know. So thank you for, you know, sharing that, V, and I look forward to the technology that you're talking about once you patent it or whatever. I'd love to hear a hint of it, or any advice that anyone
I'll
else has.
I'll give you not a solution, but a bandage. If a person can surround themselves in Mu metal, you can get in foil form, Mu metal, and surround their rooms, pat their rooms with that. And you can also use an ELF jammer, which is, strangely enough, illegal. But all you have to do is get some wiring, copper wiring, string it inside of connect it to the connectors of a white noise generator, not the speakers, but the connectors to the speakers from the machine. Hook that up to an amplifier, like a car amp. Make a coil around your room. You got instant ELF proof room. Now, we're dealing with scalar waves, so that's only a band-aid. We're going to take a quick first break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Guys, for staying tuned. Yes, during a commercial break there, I was asking all the pertinent questions about targeted visuals and protection, things like that. I have gone over some of the information, and again, there's just some other information I just really can't let go of or talk about. But we're going to advance. We're going to make forward progress so that you're not going to be afraid of to do anything I need for my fellow man, okay? It's all about the activism. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm looking for justice. You know, some say revenge or vengeance, but call it what you want. I'm going to have justice. And during the process, hey, can help everybody out. That's a two-for-one. Can't go wrong with that. So it's a path not easily broken. So, speaking of paths not broken, let's go ahead and take a couple callers. I know we've been ignoring the phone line. Let's get to Oh boy, let's get to Ken Spokane, line three.
Hello, good evening, good morning, or wherever you're at.
Thank you.
I want to throw out a kind of a solution, intermediary solution, and let me see if I can do this, because every time I call it, my brain seems to turn to mush. But for the doubters out there, they can look at the news around mid-2000s. There was a lot of information that came out about the military wanting to install transcranial transducers into the ground pounders' helmets. And so that tells you right there, for the doubters, there's your technology you can go look at and track that down. And then for those that doubt themselves, because they're hearing voices, you now know you have a technology source you can look up for yourself that was put out, you know, on all the media networks, transcranial transducers. But what I wanted to say is, as part of a solution, is that when I detect that a certain amount of targeting is going on, or whatever you want to call it, or whatever methodology is being used, is that I believe that they're opening up a door, a pathway, quantum pathway, spiritual pathway, whatever you want to call it. And so I take that advantage, I take advantage of that to say something that I want everybody to hear, at least in the quantum speak. And so what I do is, immediately when that happens, I say, the blood of Christ Jesus has already been spilt. Or for those that are more Hebrewish, the blood of Messiah Joshua has already been spilt. Because I personally can think of no greater thing to remind my brothers and sisters of is that particular issue. And so whenever you feel one of these things coming on, or you detect it, or you know it, whatever, that's what I go to, is that. And so it, I don't know, it kind of messes with their data in a certain sense. So I had much more to say, but you've talked about so much that, oh my gosh, there's so much to say, that I'll leave it at that and give other people a chance to talk.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all that. Great comments. Great caller. Yes. I'm just amazed at the open reception of the information. I was told, yeah, starting this, oh, nobody's going to believe you. Or, well, I'll have to take that risk. But, you know, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, not at all. I thought I was cutting you off. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, like in the movie The Patriot, where they're in the swamps and they've gotten the information from that one robbery they did of the carriage that had all the personal information of whatever that general or colonel's name was. And he was just a brilliant military person, and, you know, unbeatable. And so he was going through all of his material, and he finally found something that he could work with, and it was pride. He said, pride, I can work with that. And that's, you know, how he was able to figure something out, was, you know, somehow, some way, you always leave a door open, or a back door open, or forget about something, or, you know, possibly God opens the door. And so he was able to use that. And so I think that's what we need to do, is when they're opening these quantum doors, is you need to talk back and say something that you think is really important that everybody needs to hear in the quantum speak. And I can't think of anything better than that to do, other than what you're doing with technology. So you have to hit it from every angle. If you get outflanked, then you reposition, you know, and figure something else out. We just have to put our minds together and collectively put it back on them. Anyhow, I'm starting to ramble. There's so much to say, I just can't get to it all, but I'll hang up now and the rest of your show, but thank you all very much. Thank you, thank you.
Well, that's very interesting about the quantum door effect of once a channel is open, that it is a two-way street, and we can interact that way. I know when I feel I'm being beamed, thoughts of worthlessness and things of the not being wanted in the world, or hopelessness of not being able to affect the change that I want in this world. I know my own voice inside, and everybody has their own way of centering themselves. And that gentleman suggested he has a prayer mantra he likes to use, and that's just wonderful that it helps center him when he's under attack. And we all need to learn our inner voice and trust our inner voice and know when it's not your type of thoughts that's occurring to you. If you're not a suicidal person and you're getting this repetitive kill yourself, you're worthless, nobody wants you, the world's better off without you type thoughts going through your mind, realize that that's an implantation of thought to cause you to try to kill yourself, eliminate yourself from the system. Don't be an influencer like you are. So yeah, I thought that was very a very interesting comment. I'm going to dwell on that a bit.
Yes. Agreed. Let's get to New York, line 5. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
I think I have a solution to your problem about... it's something similar to sleep apnea, where you get paralyzed and you're half awake. This used to happen to me up until about 15 years ago, and I found out by accident that if you don't put a pillow on your neck, I think what it's doing is cutting off the blood supply in your carotid artery. Try it. When you lay on the side with a pillow, don't let it touch. Try not to let it touch your neck. I've even bought a couple of those pillows that have like a shape to them. And the idea is to keep the pillow on your jaw as opposed to letting it go down to your neck. I really believe that solves the problem. And you could be causing brain damage by having that happen again and again, you know, repeatedly. It's like somebody, you know, you ever see people, heard of people playing a game where you cup yourself with your hands on the side and you almost pass out? Very bad thing that can happen. And it has to, you know, your brain cannot take being cut off from oxygen very long at all.
That's an interesting theory there. I don't know why. I think our body's designed to at least withstand our own weight in any position laying down.
Well, it's when you put pressure. I don't know. It's when you put pressure on your neck and your carotid artery that it seems to it stopped altogether. Because I had this for a long time, and boy, it's a scary feeling. I know what it's like.
Hmm.
And you know what happened?
I mean, I've choked people out. Definitely, of course, using that technique. You could put a person out in seconds.
Right, and it's very bad.
That's a lot of pressure to use. I got to use, like, everything.
It's almost like it's like a childhood game, but when you start to read about those sort of things, it's actually very bad for you. It can potentially, you know, like, kill brain cells or something.
Yeah, I would recommend doing that several times an hour. That's for sure.
Yeah. It stopped. It stopped happening altogether. I mean, I don't know if you notice. Also, there's when you're in that state and you can't move, you notice that at some point. You feel like you're starting to pass out or go down, and then your body kicks itself, and you wake up, and you break out of it. And that, to me, is a sign of, like, oxygen deprivation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is. It's been so long since I've actually had any sleep paralysis, but yes, it's a sensation of falling. It's like you just jumped off of a building or something.
Yeah.
I literally have sheer willpower or some electricity from my brain to my toes, and that jump starts my whole body. It's terrifying. I don't like it. The thing about it is, even if you're not the kind of person like me to fear anything, even if you're not a kind of person, you can be the most hardcore person in the world. You don't have control over that emotion. And that state, it's just terror. You can't rationalize it. You can't do anything. Sensation of falling, and it's pure panic.
Hmm. If it's happening so other than when you have your head on a pillow, then maybe there's something that might be something else going on that I'm not aware of. But I'm just talking about that specific situation. If you're getting the sleep paralysis when you're trying to sleep, I would take a look at that and try to keep it off your neck, the pillow, and try to keep it on your.
I don't suffer from that. I know it was remote. It's remote energy harassment.
Okay.
Once I learned my reconnect mind body trick, they stop attacking me with it. I find ways to get around a lot of their attacks. Once I do, they just move on to the next weapon, their new next psyop. I've been through the whole deck.
By the way, I tried your suggestion last week. I didn't put the I didn't go to the battery thing because I draw the line at licking batteries. But the spoon thing. No, I'm just joking. The idea of the spoon thing. I could see how that could affect something, and it didn't in my case. I've had this. Small amount of tinnitus for like probably 20 years, unless somebody was trying to get to me back that far, which only about 5 or 6 years ago, I would have never engaged in any of the stuff that I talk about now, or didn't listen to RBN at that point anyway. I used to listen to Alex Jones, and he just used to give me a headache.
Yes, the globalists are taking over. Return to Frick Frost game. Bomb of deception. Yes. Yeah,
I
lot of Alex Jones, too.
If you got anybody else on, I'll hang up now. So.
Okay, yes.
Good night.
And thank you for calling in. Believe that part of my targeting as well, I was getting woke AF at the time. I was getting targeted. So, I mean...
You're very woke, V.
Woke AF. that doesn't define me. I mean, I'm going to know what I'm going to know. I'm going to learn what I'm going to learn. Just nothing anybody can do about that. And again, people, keep your sovereignty. Don't let people make choices for you. Don't let them force you into choices. For real an effort like me, decisions make themselves. It's out of my hands, out of anybody else's hands. It's natural law, and the will does what thy will does. So be true to yourself, people. You know.
Absolutely, we got to walk our truth. You got to be yourself. You got to be oneness, or the big oneness will correct you. That's just how that goes. I found his comments about the pillows to be very pertinent to a lot of sleep issues. I know if my pillow is very wrong, I wake up with headaches. I get neck aches. I don't sleep well. So even something as simple as a pillow to comfort you might be helpful in numbness in the head. His stuff can cause issues. I know if I lay wrong on a couch, back of my head will go numb, from So I have to be very conscious of that. You know, you need proper blood supply to your head. And as the EMF technology has advanced and the ability to isolate or make free radicals of oxygen molecules and things, they can 5G our heads to oxygen deprive certain areas of our brain, even as this technology of having phased emitters of that are small, and each one of them is capable of independently conducting its entire a task of data, just let's say to my phone, and one of the phased arrays to your phone. Well, they can create these interference areas or where beams intersect, it increases or decreases the troughs and the peaks of the waveform. So they can create stimuli inside our brain that our brain will recognize as natural to itself. And yeah, it's heinous that such beautiful technology that could be used to calm people, to nurture, even with proper Schumann resonance being or healing frequencies being emitted from these devices, quite the opposite is coming out. Frequencies that lower our dimensional bodies, things that sicken us.
Yeah, and it could be the 432 hertz that they're beaming through. Sorry, V. I think that's a brilliant suggestion. Yeah, I just think that's a brilliant suggestion, Rob, that these technologies are switched to the evil, sorry, from the evil setting to the holy setting, and resetting our DNA, our auric frequencies, you know, everything back to original divine design and into the harmonics of the earth and the heavens and marry them together. We can be the sacred conduit between heaven and earth if we are aligned with the frequency of the earth. And this is why, you know, we have to stay tuned and walk barefoot and, you know, wear organic, you know, natural fibers as much as possible, you know, and eat organic, good whole foods, you know, and watch our vibrations and watch our heavy metals. We have to watch our heavy metals and detox from heavy metals as well. On my little face, on my YouTube channel, Eilish D'Avalon, I have a heavy metal pesto video that I make a pesto, and it's basically cilantro, you call it over there in America. We call it coriander. So it's cilantro with Brazil nuts. You put it in a blender with some garlic, olive oil, lemon juice, bit of grated Parmesan cheese if you want, and blend it really thick into a paste. And you can make that pesto. And after 30 minutes of ingesting that pesto, either through a pasta or on a baked potato or even spread it on a slice of toast, it's yummy. You can then have, after about 15 to 20 minutes, have an activated charcoal tablet, and you'll be pulling the heavy metals out of your system because they're trying to use the human as an antenna with this transhumanism stuff. So the more we can remove our mercury fillings from our teeth and do these kind of heavy metal detox cleanses, it's really good. And also chlorella, the algae, is a really good heavy metal chelator too. But whenever you're chelating heavy metals with coriander, cilantro, Brazil nuts or chlorella, just remember that you got to suck it up with the activated charcoal. That's the hand-in-glove treatment, and you'll be able to poo out those heavy metals, you know. So, yeah, it's a good way of eliminating them from your system. But get those mercury fillings out. They are also an antenna and a neurotoxin as well. So we need to and don't drink out of aluminium containers or like Coca-Cola cans. Aluminium, you say? We say aluminium. So don't drink out of those. Don't cook out of aluminium containers, like pots and pans. Like, throw out your Teflon as well. Just get into your cast iron and your stainless steel for your pots and pans. Yeah, your copper copper is beautiful if you can get it. And watch your lead crystal too, because your lead crystal's got lead in it. Like, oh my goodness. And your bone china for the vegans. Don't take your grandmother's bone china because it's somebody's bones ground into that. So we just got to watch this stuff, you know, and be really conscious of what we're eating, what we're putting in our bodies. The vaccines should not be put in our bodies. We need to trust in our divine immune system. That's perfect if we you know, eliminate the toxins out of our bodies and don't suppress our immune system. So that's my little 2 cents worth in terms of cleansing the body, you know. There is also a wonderful thing called Miracle Mineral Solution, and that's basically a solution of sodium hydrochlorite with a T. Sodium hydrochlorite, and you say you get a glass of clear water, like purified distilled water. You get a glass of purified water. You put 6 drops of sodium hydrochlorite in it, and then you put 6 drops of citric acid, in other words, lemon juice. Don't get that fake citric acid, because that's made from a black algae, black mold, I should say. So just get your normal lemon juice, get 6 drops of lemon juice, and it activates in the glass of water. It tastes like metal going down. It basically is a bottle brush, and it decalcifies your thyroid and your pineal gland. And 3 drops of hydrogen peroxide in a glass of water in the morning also decalcifies your pineal gland if you want to work on your remote viewing and your psychic visions and your meditations and your spiritual downloads. I think it's really important now. You know, we're getting up to that sacred date of 21st of December 2020, which the Mayan calendar ends, and we believe it's the birth of the age of Aquarius that we're entering, you know. And also it's the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn at that time in the sky. It'll be as bright as the Star of Bethlehem. So good to get into our meditations and really get clear-minded and stay out of that yucky frequency and use your prayers and your mantras, you know. Over.
Okay, yes. I'm going to be getting a hold of some people. Advertisers with products that will actually help us. I know I'm going to be looking for a good EMF paint blocker company. I'm going to have to go through a long process, because I'm going to test some of these products. I'm not going to throw something out there for the sake of having ads or revenue, whatever. I'm not in this for profit. I'm going to want to test the product, make sure it works before I suggest it to someone, especially my audience. Credibility is everything, especially in this game that I play in particular. So, I know we've come to the end of the show here. And yes, a shout out, dedication for our passed on activist. If we can get the shorthand of her donation, Rob, can you do that very quickly?
I don't have a link for Brandy Barnes' GoFundMe yet. And I hope they do something besides GoFundMe, because that's a press their own and they very well love to lock those things down. But my heart does go out to her son. That's found her, and it's just such a tragic situation. And I'll try to prepare something a little more appropriate for her memory for upcoming. Tomorrow we have a very important show about Moore Gallons. So you all definitely set your alarms for that. Get your pens and papers ready, because this person's going to floor you.
Okay. Well, yeah. GoFundMe has screwed me too. All right, guys. Yeah, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. The hostie. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves. Red Pill Hardcore. It's real. Take a red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.